This is Cross Currents. I'm Henna Baba. You may know that the KALW news team trains incarcerated men to be journalists. Well, in the prisons where we work, a lot of the guys get through life by playing music. So today in our series, Bay Area Beats, where we feature local musicians, we've got two stories about two musicians who are incarcerated. Our first piece comes from our partners inside San Quentin Prison.
San Quentin Radio. Bringing you informative educational stories from the inside out.
In order to make something grow, you gotta own a little dirt.
You don't tell, you see what goes on.
Because I like to be free, I like to move about the land.
You could hear a pin drop, and all of a sudden you heard this.
Eric Abercrombie, also known as Maserati E, is 25 years old. He's been in prison for the last 8 years. He's a guitarist, a singer, and a songwriter, and he visited San Quentin Radio to share his story.
No lie, yeah, yeah. Please fear me. Maserati E.
My name is Eric Abercrombie, a.k.a. Maserati E. I've been doing music forever and a day. I picked up the guitar in 2012 in Old Folsom. And music is my passion. That's my life. That's my everything.
I spent away. Use this time to try to find me a better way to stack this.
For me, I do my music mainly because it's therapeutic. It's the only way I could really get suppressed emotions and thoughts and stuff like that out. I can't really express myself through speaking like how I can through the music. I don't necessarily have to say a word, but once I play the guitar, play the piano, anything like that, it's like I'm letting it all out. I could allow my emotions to be heard and be felt. It's like so visceral.
I've been up all night, too much anticipation. I've been waiting my whole life, but I'm tired of waiting. So excuse my
patience. When my brother got killed, the music definitely got me through it. I wrote quite a few songs about it. It's in like a lot of my lyrics, you know what I mean?
It's the eyes, man. No lie, I just gotta stay alive, man. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, can't nobody.
It definitely helped me get through my morning, I guess you could say. And it really helped me with accepting it. Cause for like quite some time, it didn't even seem real. It was like, man, this shit is crazy. But then, you know, like through the music, I was able to really, like, able to really vent and not just suppress it. Cause I wasn't talking to nobody about it. Like, I was also like fake ass bravado type, you know what I mean? Like, I'm good, ain't nothing wrong. Like, I'm just chilling, this, that, and the other. But inside, I was sick.
Trying to find me a better way to stack this money to the sky, make it elevate. Planning like a mastermind each and every day.
And it was like hella songs that I was making I wasn't showing nobody because I was exposing that pain, exposing that sickness. But then eventually it got to the point where it was like, I felt like people got to hear this because I know I wasn't the only one going through that. You know what I mean? Like, the people that I was around, you feel me? I'm from Oakland, and like, people get killed all the time. Like, got hella dead partners for real. So it was like, when it's so frequent, you know what I mean? When it's so frequent and it happens on a frequent basis like that, I mean, eventually you're going to get used to it. You're going to become desensitized to death and things like that. Even though it still hurt, but it start not to hurt as bad as it used to.
Stack this money to the sky, make it elevate. Planning
music, like I said, is my form of therapy. So it's like, me and my bros, you feel me, it was like we going through the same stuff. So I started kind of feeling kind of selfish a little bit.
Real, I'm so tired of struggling, I really am.
Knowing that to a certain degree, it was making me feel better. So based on that, I know that it was relatable to a lot of other people. I started kind of exposing that and it was being felt. And then they was able to feel a sense of release through me.
Broke now, trying to build up, trying to stack to the ceiling. Hungry like the children in the African village. I know it's gonna get greater later, man. Trying to speak it to existence while I say them things. I learned you gotta go through hell to get to heaven.
That was Maserati E, currently incarcerated at San Quentin State Prison. He's set to be released in August. Tan Tran produced that piece. He's a student in KLW's radio program at San Quentin State Prison.
No lie, I'm on the rise, trying to satisfy my appetite. So much on my mind, I'm sleep deprived up all night, thinking like, I need M's. Will I see my brother in the afterlife? Will I begin to perish or be cherished for the sake? sacrifice the time that I spent away. Use this time to try to find me a better way. To stack this money to the sky, make it elevate. Planning like a mastermind each and every day.